Thank you so much for calling Cut Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, I filled out a questionnaire and was supposed to be given a set of white earbuds for that. And all I had to do was to pay, which I thought was high, $7.95 shipping. Today I get a bill for $64.95. I don't want them. I don't want the deal. I think your place is illegal. And excuse me. I want to return these to you and drop both costs.
Okay, what's your zip code, sir?
45040.
What's your name, sir?
Glick. Ed Glick.
Give me one moment, please. You did say 45040?
Correct.
Okay. Could it be in someone else's name, sir?
Nope, my name.
Okay, sir, can you spell it for me, please?
Do what?
Can you spell me your name, please, your first name?
Ed.
E-D.
E-D.
Can you spell your last name?
Glick, G-L-I-C-K.
G-L-I-C-K?
Correct.
Give me one moment, please. Could it possibly be on an Edward Glick, sir?
It could be Edward Glick.
With that being said, so I'm not finding by the zip code, the phone number, or the first or last name, sir, you provided. Could we possibly try your last 4 digits of your car number?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, sir. 2519, sir. Thank you, sir, for that. Okay, sir. With that being said, sir, how did you locate, if you don't mind me asking, how did you locate our number, sir?
I have it on your billing that came back to me when we got this additional charge. The call, the bill was supposed to be for $7.95, which was shipping. Then all of a sudden I get a $64.95 bill, and it's for the earbuds. And
okay.
The bill has your number on it.
Okay, so I'm going to search one more time to try to find an account for you, sir. Give me one moment. Could it possibly be on your wife's name, sir?
No, I'm not giving you any more names or numbers. You've cheated me out of this already. The earbuds were supposed to be free. When I got them, they weren't even worth free. I don't want anything from you with any charge. I
okay.
want total bill wiped out.
Okay, so with that being said, sir, since I cannot find an account for you, sir, I want you to call your bank and see if they can give you more information about the charge, sir.
Already did that.
Well, sir, with that being said, sir, the number that you stated, sir, on your bank statement that you provided, sir, calling, sir, I cannot find an account for you, sir. I searched by your zip code, your phone number, your first and last name, last 4 digits of your car, sir. You stated that you're not going to give me any more information, sir, to help you find an account, sir. So there's nothing further I can do, sir.
How were you able to charge me if you didn't have all the information?
That being said, sir, the company you're probably calling, sir, is probably the wrong number, sir. So I want you to call your bank, sir, and see if they can give you more information about the charge, sir.
Are you the company that sent these out?
I wouldn't know what you ordered, sir, unless I have a account pulled up, sir. We are
your earbuds. White earbuds.
I wouldn't know what you ordered, sir, since I don't have an account pulled up, sir. We are a third-party call center that sits with over 100 different products, sir.
I have an order number.
Okay, sir. What's your order number?
678-754-596.
You said 678?
678-754-96.
678-754-96.
Yes.
Okay, so with that being said, sir, even with the order number, sir, I'm still not pulling up an account for you, sir. So I want you to call your bank, sir, to see what more they can do about give you more information about the charge, sir.
I've already called the bank and talked to them. They said call you and tell you that this is bad. Bad deal.
Okay, sir. With that being said, sir, it looks like I don't know. I cannot find an account for you, sir. I first searched by the order number, the last 4 digits car number, first and last name, phone number, and also your zip code, sir. So I'm not finding an account for you, sir, today. I want you to call your bank, sir, see if they can give you more information, sir, about the charge.
Can you give me the number for the business?
Sir, I wouldn't know what you ordered, sir. You called this number, sir. I wouldn't know what you ordered, sir.
I ordered earbuds. I didn't order earbuds. I was given those for this reply to the survey. And so I put that in, and then they said they would send it, and that it would cost $7.95 shipping. And that was it.
Okay, sir, I understand your statement, sir. I do not have the number for the earbuds, sir, you're referring to, sir. I don't know what type of earbuds you're saying, white earbuds you order, sir. I don't know what type of earbuds you order, sir. I don't have an account pulled up, sir, for you, sir. So So as stated before, sir, I want you to call your bank, sir, so they can give you more information about the charge, sir.
What numbers on the package would you need to know what's going on?
I searched your order number, sir, the last 4 digits of your card. I also was going to ask for your first 6 digits of your card number, sir, but you stated, sir, you're not giving me any more information or any...
I'm not giving you any more numbers off my card.
Okay, sir. With that being said, sir, in order for you to help you, sir, I could try possibly try the first digit of your card number, sir, but you stated you're not giving me any more information, sir. I want you to call your bank, sir, to see if they can give you more information about the charge, sir.
How could they give me more information?
It looks like you're calling the wrong number, sir. I don't have an account for you, sir, in our system. I searched your order number, your last 4 digits of your card number, your first and last name, sir, your zip code, and your phone number also, sir.
And I am not paying this bill.
Okay, sir. With that being said, sir, I cannot find an account for you, sir. I want you to call your bank, sir, so they can better assist you with the charge, sir.
This is a full scam. I will let them know about this. I will talk with them about this. And the entire deal is a scam. And
okay.
I want them to list this in their files.
Okay, sir. If there's nothing else I can do for you today, sir, thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day. Hello, sir.
Have you hung up?
No, sir. You had to disconnect the call, sir.
How do I disconnect the call? I clicked all the buttons I have.
Red button, sir, on your phone.
I'm sorry, what?
You had to click the red button on your cellular device. Would you like me to disconnect the call, sir?
Disconnect the call.
Thank you, sir. For calling Customer Support, have a great day, okay?